All right, before everybody gets all crazy about this tragedy, or at least we should all get crazy, but let's have both sides or all sides or a better idea of who President Trump is talking about sending the cavalry to rescue and whether there's some more of those fine, fine people. First off, those people that were killed in Mexico, the women and children, very unfortunate. It's tragedy. It's ridiculously tragic. But how much credit, how much compassion would you have for the parents if the parents had gone into a heroin den with their children and their deaths occurred there? Or say they had taken them on a tourist trip to the Gaza Strip and they were, you know, in areas they weren't supposed to be and the children were killed. Or perhaps what if these parents were running from the law and got themselves into a circumstance while running from the law that got them, and their children killed? Would there be as much outrage? I mean, yes, children were killed. A woman was killed. Innocents were killed. But let's get a little perspective here. Colonia Le Baron. First off, they're not Mormons. I know it's being bandied about and thrown out there. They're not Mormons. They're a splinter group that broke off from the church back in, what, the 20s, 30s? And so, in fact, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is no longer part of the name. Lamb of God, First Blood of God, blah, blah, blah. Big time, they left because of polygamy. So in other words, the reason they're in Mexico, the reason the colony was founded in Mexico was to evade U.S. law. These were U.S. citizens trying to evade the justice of U.S. law. That's why this colony was founded. They wanted to continue practicing polygamy, and the church had given up, the Mormon church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the actual Mormons, had given up polygamy and was no longer going to shield polygamists from protection, or shield polygamists from the prosecution of the federal government. And so they ran to Mexico to have their polygamous families. You know, religion is, okay? Let it be, you know, do what you're going to do. I'm not me to tell you what to do with your religion. That being said, these people were fleeing prosecution. Now, these women and children who were killed were not the people that fled prosecution. These are the grandchildren of the people that were fleeing prosecution. That's very true. Okay, so they're not directly affected. But you can start to see something here. And maybe that's not it, that, you know, well, still, there's still the grand, you know, there's still the children and the wives and whatnot. Okay, now let's go back to the 1970s. Colonia Le Baron has a bit of a fracture in its own church. And two brothers fighting over fighting over control led into blood feuds between their own families. One brother trying to kill his own brothers for leadership of a church. Okay, and then got crazy enough that they were basically going out and executing leaders of other polygamous sects, because apparently they're like in Highlander, there can only be one. But yeah, look up Ervil Le Baron sometime. That feud led to at least 25 deaths, both while he was free and after he was imprisoned for killing his own damn brother. Okay, he ordered more hits, he wrote a Bible, put out names of people that needed to be killed, and I'll be damned if they weren't killed in the 80s. Yeah, I mean, people were still dying into the 2000s over this crap. Okay, these people, this colony and another colony in Baja, were at war. So these guys were committing atrocities just like the fucking drug cartels, operating their own laws, operating outside Mexican law and doing whatever they fucking pleased. Okay? These are the people that President Trump now wants to send U.S. troops over to avenge. Oh, wait. It gets better. 2009, the Le Barons, one of the Le Barons, and again, the old man Alma Le Baron that started the whole thing had 51 children. So there's a lot of Le Barons there. Okay? All of them are related, if not by blood, by marriage. It's a very, you know, insulated. They speak English, not Spanish. They drive across the border into Arizona to do shopping and stuff. They're not doing anything close to assimilating. Okay, so these are American outlaws living in northern Mexico, spending enough money, doing enough bribes to be allowed to stay there with their dual citizenships, and be left alone and be allowed to administer their own law, their own religion, and be left alone. And that's what they're doing out there in the hinterlands of Mexico. And then in 2009, one of the LeBarons and his brother-in-law, so the wife of a, or the husband of a LeBaron, were murdered by the drug cartels because they had been doing, they'd approached the government as to what they were going to do about the drug cartels, and they started actually getting some action to push back. And I can't help, given the murderous nature of the LeBaron clan, that when they went to the government in Mexico, the mayors and whatnot of those of the regions and provinces, I'm sure they knew the history of the LeBarons and probably knew they were heavily armed and probably and certainly legally so in Mexico, as having dual citizenship, they can buy guns there. I'm sure they're heavily armed. I'm sure they made it clear. We did this to ourselves. We'll do this to our enemies, kind of thing. So again, now let's have a little background here. The LeBarons are pretty bloodthirsty. They're fucking redneck, ex-Mormon, polygamist. You know, trust me, they've got a superiority complex. It's a Mormon thing. Okay? Uber righteous and yet hypocritical. Outlaws. Americans flouting the law in Mexico. Flouting the law, you know, granted, polygamy has for the most part died out for one. It's hard to afford one wife in this economy anywhere on the planet. Let's us 8 or 10. But so just some background here. These people ain't lily white Mormon missionaries over there. Oh, woe is me, woe is me. Okay, these guys picked a fight with the cartels back in 2009 that got two of the leaders of the community executed in their own fucking home. Okay? This is not a new incident with them and the cartels. All right? And again, you know, these people, at least their grandfathers and great uncles and uncles and such, were not averse to breaking the law. That God's law was more important to them than any corporal law. And that's what you have to understand about a splinter group like this. They don't give a damn about a law that conflicts with their Bible. One that they've actually written themselves, which is bizarre, I guess. But let's not wring our hands too much. Yes, women and children dying, it's unfortunate. But this is not an international incident, okay? This is a bunch of outlaw Americans putting their families in harm's way for generations because they don't want to pay U.S. taxes, because they don't want to follow U.S. laws, because they don't want to follow Western social mores. But I'll be damned. Now they're going to want the United States Army to come save them? Honestly, I doubt they want the help, to be honest. I mean, they may be big Trumpians, I don't know. But given the nature, the secrecy, and the insulated nature in which they live, odds are their knee-jerk reaction is thanks, but no thanks. We got this. So just keep that in mind when you start wringing your hands about these poor, you know, children out there. I mean, would you have the same sympathy for the grandchildren of Osama bin Laden? Would you have the same sympathy? You know what I mean? I mean, his grandkids didn't do nothing. And yet, pretty sure his father and his kids' choices did put them in circumstances that they didn't need to be put in. And so the fault isn't nearly as much the aggressor as the person that put their children in the fucking firing line. You know, I mean, Perhaps there should be a division of Darwin Awards for this kind of behavior. I mean, again, if you took your kids into a crack den where people were already shooting, there wouldn't be a lot of sympathy for you in the community. Okay. But right now, all anybody's hearing is, oh my God, six children, three mothers and children, oh my God, oh my God. They were driving in a convoy to go shopping. Why would you live somewhere where you need to drive in a convoy to go shopping? Especially if you had dual citizenship and residences on the other side of the border where your children could have been raised in maybe a safer environment. At least an environment where you don't need to drive in a fucking convoy to go buy milk and eggs. So I'm not downplaying the tragedy. I am criticizing the hand-wringing, though. Because I think it's ridiculous. And you don't hear, what you're not going to hear is a lot of mainstream Mormons jump out to defend these people because, again, you know, these polygamous sects have been embarrassing mainstream Mormonism for decades. Okay? And it's going to be, here's another circumstance where the mainstream Mormons are going to be like, oh my God, I'm going to spend the next fucking 4 days trying to explain they're not really Mormons. They're an offshoot. Polygamy's been gone forever. Dude, I told you this last year when something crazy with the Mormons happened. Why don't you understand me? Mormons don't do polygamy anymore. The offshoot groups who no longer even have a semblance to the actual name of the Mormon religion. So, like I said, I don't want to, you know, you. The biggest tell is going to be the fact that the Mormons all over the headlines, but you don't hear any actual Mormons. You know, the inaccurate term Mormon is all over the headlines. But you don't hear any actual Mormons out there wringing their hands over this. Trump is, because he gives them a chance to talk shit about Mexico. But that's the only reason Trump gives a damn. And again, these people are living in Mexico because of the descendants of fugitives from U.S. law. So, and this is who the president wants to send troops to go save. They could load up into another fucking convoy and just come the fuck home to the United States. And maybe if there are great uncles or what have you that are, you know, that are still alive, that participate in polygamy, perhaps they could face justice for the crimes they've committed. And then maybe, yes, we could say, yes, you know, we you know, you're protected now. You're home. You know, those that broke the law are going to have to be punished, but you're safe here. That's a hell of a lot better solution than us sending troops into a foreign fucking country to save the asses of the descendants of a bunch of fucking redneck assholes. The fugitives of the law. I mean, these are the descendants of fugitives from the law. It's not an international incident. It is tragic that women and children died. Again, say it again, it's tragic. But this is a circumstance where armed Mormons were dealing with armed fucking cartel members obstinately and ignorantly standing their ground. When they could have done something else. Unlike the poor people of the region who don't have somewhere to escape to. These Mormons could easily have just walked away. They didn't, and you know, that's your choice, but again, that was a choice. Chose to evade U.S. law, chose to evade U.S. sanctions, chose to evade U.S. customs and what have you. And sometimes people that make stupid choices actually reap the benefits. More often than not, though, it's their descendants. And that's what's happened here. Seeds for this were sown when they, you know, ran to Mexico to evade the law of both their church and their government. So, pardon me if this is just a reap what you sow. Feel bad for the children and the mother, but I really don't have a whole lot of compassion for the LeBarons, given that I know the rest of the story.